We're in Acts chapter 27, and we are reading one of the most dramatic stories in the entire book of Acts. Paul is aboard a Roman grain ship that was heading to Italy, and now the ship has been caught in a northeaster, a Euraculon, and they have barely made it to a small little island called Cauda, where they are trying to do what they can to make the ship able to survive this storm that they cannot get out of. And considering the fact that Luke was a medical doctor, he does a tremendous job of outlining what the crew did. Well, here's what he tells us in verse 16 and 17. Passing to the lee of a small island called Cauda, we barely managed to secure the lifeboat. After hoisting it up, the crew used ropes to undergird the ship. And fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Sirtis, they lowered the sea anchor and were driven along. So the narrative now gives us a number of things that this ship crew tried to do in order to prepare the grain ship for surviving the northeaster. We'll look at three things in these verses, and then we'll see two other things in the next. First, they hauled the dinghy aboard. It normally was lowered by ropes to the water, and it was towed behind the ship by that rope. And during bad weather, of course, it was hauled aboard the ship. It was used to transport crew members to shore when the ship had to anchor out in the waters, and sometimes it also served as a lifeboat. Well, the problem with the dinghy was that it was prone to be swamped with water during storms and would act like an anchor, a sea anchor. Eventually, the rope would have to be cut and it would be lost. Now, pulling it aboard during a storm is no easy task. Since Luke says we barely managed to secure the lifeboat, we know that he was involved in the process. The boat more than likely was very difficult to get back aboard. One commentator wrote that Luke was probably remembering the blisters he got helping to pull the ropes. Well, the dinghy or lifeboat was not small, and it was constructed entirely of wood. With any amount of water in it, a dinghy would be very heavy and hard to lift. In the case before us, the crew probably swung the yardarm out and used it as a hoist. Luke says that they barely managed to secure it. The second thing the crew did was to what we call frap the ship. That's a term most of us have never heard. I had to do some serious reading to understand what this was all about. So here's part of what I discovered. In the first century, Mediterranean ships were primarily held together by wood mortise and tenon joints rather than metal nails. Shipwrights locked planks edge to edge using closely spaced wooden pegs. Metal was occasionally used for the interior bracing, but because of this construction, shipbuilders used a type of pitch to cover the entire bottom and parts of the sides. The process made the ships watertight, but it created another problem. With its large single-mast ship, there was no way to distribute the stress when it was forced to go through oncoming waves. The pitch created a hardened shell, so when the ship smashed into tidal waves, the hull tended to split. So we'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.